Tina, Peter, Albert, Natalie. Number 6, 2nd of February, again, 2006. Again, Derek Steen, it's 7:23 p.m. on the 2nd of February 2006. That means it's half an hour since I finished my last show. And what the hey? Two shows in one day? Who's gonna stop me? This one's short. I noticed the last one was 58 megabytes. Sorry about that. Maybe I should compress them somehow. If you guys want me to compress them because they're too long. I don't mean compressed by doing shorter shows, but I mean like file size compression, zip files, that sort of thing. Let me know. I don't really mind downloading them. It's just listening to that long, crap, boring stuff. Which, tell me if I'm boring, please do. djsteen@gmail.com. Nothingpodshow.blogspot.com. Sorry, I had a bit of a blank there. I'm still licking my lollipop, and just after my last show, I actually started breaking bits off because it started getting really thin. And you can hear this. Ready? Oh, dropped a bit. Hold on. Oh, now it's stuck to the paper. Alright, yeah, that's my lollipop. Now, seriously, it's like glass. Seriously, if you drop them, like glass breaks, shatters. Bite them. I'd say it's pretty much like biting thin glass. It's do not try this at home type of stuff. It's really bad to bite it. I'm just going to keep licking. Oh, I bought off a really big chunk before. I don't know why it was loose, but... yeah, I just thought I'd tell you guys that I've been excited. I've found so many Derek's in podcasting. Podcast hosts named Derek. People in the PodSafe Music Network named Derek. Just everywhere. Not normally, like, as I said in one of my other shows prior to this one, in movies, whenever you see the credits scrolling and stuff, there's always a Derek, and I always point it out. But, like, if you're in a movie theater and, like, you're with friends and stuff, I'm like, look at Derek, look at Derek! Because, I mean, you can spell Derek D-R-E-I-C-K and stuff like that, but D-E-R-E-K, kind of symmetrical looking, the E-R-E bit and stuff like that, like, that's really, really good, D-E-R-E-K. And then I find all these D-E-R-E-Ks, I'm like, yes, another me, another weirdo like me. Anyway, there's a man on the PodSafe Music Network, PMN, named Derek Sivers, S-I-V-E-R-S, yes. And, okay, Derek Sivers is now better known as the guy who invented CD Baby. The music is a cross between James Brown and the Beatles. Pop songs with a deep funk underneath. Enjoy. That's what it says on his little profile on the PodSafe Music Network, which I'm currently looking on. And I've got his song, Answering Machine, which I want to play for you right now. And I've found this because I looked under funk on the PMN, because we've been playing a lot of funk at my work at Sugarfix. That's sugarfix.com.au. And I just love this stuff. There was one of the bands. I can't remember the CD. I'm going to bring them home and, like, copy them. I mean, yeah. And... but I'm sure I'm just gonna find more funk on the PodSafe Music Network, because that's all I'm gonna play for the moment, because it's funky, man. Now I'm gonna play Answering Machine, which is, he's got three songs here, and that's the only one that's under the genre funk. So and it's the lowest rated, so let me just rate it to a higher rating right now. Okay, register your vote current rating. I'm gonna do this one, 5 stars. Ooh, it's up to total votes 3, and it's up to 3.5 stars. Cool, nice. Okay, this is Derek Sivers with Answering Machine.
Hi, it's Jess. Listen to your
Now, wasn't that funky? Go, Derek Sivers. Keep up the wicked work. Pretty please. I believe that's from an album called Hit Me. That's what it came up with in Media Player anyway. Yeah, that's it. I better register that on the Podsafe Music Network that I've played it now. Giddy up. Nice, nice, nice. And guess what? How coincidental and exciting is this? Are you ready? He's from Oregon. Oregon? I think that's how you say it. And that's where Shmee from the Nodcast is from. Nice, nice. Maybe they're related. Derek and Shmee meet up and make a podcast music show. Crazy! Yeah, so he's from Oregon in the United States. Awesome. That's cool. Shmee, if you're listening, check him out. It's got some wicked music, dude. Bit of funk, bit of pop. Wicked! Okay, and another reason for this show. Very, very important. None of this crap now. Are you ready?
There's a dangerous virus lurking about.
Hopefully if... My earphones told me that was alright. That wasn't too bassy, but speakers could be different. Alrighty, yes. My dad told me last night that there is a virus going about that will, on February 3rd, 2006, delete everything on your computer. Now, that made me shit myself, because I have not updated my antivirus software in about 10 months. And I just go, meh. I got zone alarm and stuff like that, I'll be fine. And you know what I'm doing tonight? I'm going to update that. I've got Norton antivirus and it's been out of date for like 10 months, maybe even almost a year. Yeah, I'd say it's almost getting to a year. And so, yeah, I don't want to lose all my stuff and all my pod show shit and everything. Sorry. Oh, swirl alike. I'm going to try and keep it to a minimum though, because I don't really like excessive swearing, but you know, a bit of shit, bit of crap, oh well. Because swearing, like, for no apparent reason, maybe if you've, like, if anyone watches Family Guy, I'm gonna do a show. Tell me if you, give me some feedback, djstan@gmail.com, if you like this. Doing a show while watching Family Guy, explaining about it, and you can, I'll start it like this, okay. Hi, I'm watching Family Guy. This is Derek from nothingpodshow.blogspot.com. And I'm about to watch Family Guy. This episode, righty rah, this disc, season, whatever. And, okay, you got your disc and everything. Now get ready to play 3, 2, 1. Okay, keep play. Click play. And would you like that? Just to watch along with me for half an hour? I mean, it'd make a shorter show than the crap I'm doing so far. And it'll probably be more interesting. So tell me what you think about that. That's just a little side bit there. What I'm really talking about is this virus. That it'll delete all the files in your computer on February 3, 2006. And I don't know if that's US time, Australian time, or both. Like, say when it gets to Australian time, it does it here. And then as the time keeps changing in places behind Australia, it'll do everyone. So, yeah, update your antivirus software if you haven't, because that's what I'm going to do right now tonight. Holy crap. Whew, because it's February 3rd tomorrow. And for you guys, it's like, whenever you're listening to this, it might be today. So, yeah. And, oh, crap, I have pizza in the oven. Okay, let me just pause. Yeah, sorry about that. When you get pizza, like Pizza Hut, Domino's Pizza, whatever... the next night, like, we normally have leftovers. So the next night, I'll heat it up in the oven. I just don't like cold pizza. Do you guys like cold pizza? I don't know, you can contact me. nothingpodshow.blogspot.com. But, yeah, so I heat it up in the oven, and whenever I do that, I just go and do something like this, like a podcast. I forget about it. Turns out black. This time, I remembered in time. It's perfect. It is beautiful. Add a bit of Tabasco sauce, you're doing fine. Hot and spicy pizza, nice. Nice, nice. Got nothing much more to say in this show. I thought I'd introduce you to Pierre Bear. Now, he has no voice, but he can talk on things like MSN because he can type. Pierre Bear is my teddy bear. He's not here with me right now, but he's up in my room next to my computer, probably chatting to all my friends and stuff. Here's my teddy bear. I've had him since I was born. He's been with me everywhere. I've lost him in places. He's been to America and things like that. Last time I went to America, I left him in Sydney, though, because my girlfriend was really lonely, so I thought I'd let him protect her. I'm a little bit weird like that. And so, Pierre Bear, he's my pal. I'll probably talk about him a lot, and plus my cats as well. I've got two cats, Maria and Maisie. And, you know, one of them's big, and sort of lazy, fat, but she's really cool. That's Maria. And Maisie, she's really active. In her lifetime, I've seen her do backflips. I've seen her fall off a one-story high balcony out the back of our house. I've seen her just randomly jump in the air. She'll jump like a meter in the air, like 2 feet in the air, just for no apparent reason. Just, she's half wild, I think. Yeah. And also, my fish, I talked about them, and my frog. I have a green tree frog, and he's cool. His name is Picasso, just like the artist. And yeah, he's bright green, and he sort of looks like the green on my lollipop a little bit. And I did have a small green, I think it was a yellow-bellied green tree frog. I had him for almost a year, I think. And then this summer, he was in his own little cage because I didn't want him to get eaten by my big frog, because I think my big frog might have eaten him, because my big frog eats, like, large crickets and stuff like that, and large cockroaches and things like that, woodworms and stuff like that. And yeah, so I didn't want to put them together, so I had this my little one in a smaller cage, or enclosure rather, and with leaves and water and food and everything, he didn't make it through the heat. It must have just been so hot or something, and he didn't make it. I feel so bad. His name was Spike. I introduced him, like, radio stations here in Sydney, there's some called Nova, Today FM. They're just like pop stations, like Kiss FM and stuff like that in America, if you know about that. That's the only one I can really mention. Well, I mean, like, name, because I'm not with it. But, yeah, radio stations here, like, when I had a Pepsi party, which was a Nova thing, nova969.com.au to find out what that radio station is about. But I had a Pepsi party where they come over and they give you free Pepsi, like a whole case, and like cases loads of them, and magazines and whole heaps of free stuff, pizza and everything provided. And I told them about my frogs, and I showed them my little one Spike. And now whenever I call them up, because I speak to them a lot, like, I'm not really, I listen to podcasts way more than radio now. I listen to about half an hour of radio a day, if that. But whenever I call them, they're like, oh, how's Spike going and stuff. And since he's passed on, that I haven't spoken to them about him, and they haven't, like, mentioned him since then. But next time they hear it, they're going to be distraught. Very, very distraught. Tell me what kind of format you like in my shows. Long, hour-long crap? Or short, sweet, 13-minute stuff? Just like now. I'd really like someone to get back to me on Australia's Biggest Morning Tea. If anyone is listening to this and is, I don't know, part of them, part of the organisation, I really haven't looked up much about them at the moment. I just thought if anyone's out there has anything to do with it, I'd like a sponsor. That'd be great. I'm not looking really for money or anything, but I just want to, like, say something about someone. That'd be awesome. And I mean, sponsoring the Nodcast a bit, talking about him a bit. Shmi and the Nodcast, that's the Nodcast.com. And he's not paying me or anything. He doesn't even know I'm doing it, probably. But I just thought that he has a cool show as well, and he's from Oregon in the United States, so giddy up on that one. Because, yeah, I abbreviate my show, T-Pan, as at the start, Tina, Peter, Albert, Natalie. And, yeah, we're going to start making T-Pans soon, the new Tupperware. And I thought the Australia's Biggest Morning Tea, maybe I could get in on that and, you know, help out a bit or something like that. If anyone knows anything, djstan@gmail.com. You know what? I'm ending the show. Can you believe that? Do you want another tune? Nah, I'm not going to give you another tune. 15 minutes will do. So nothingpodshow.blogspot.com, djstan@gmail.com, Podcast Alley, go there. Go to my Frapper map. Sign my Frapper map, please. The link is in the show notes on nothingpodshow.blogspot.com. Vote for me, Podomatic. Pickle.com, Podcast Pickle, all that kind of stuff. Okay? This has been Derek Steen from Sydney, Australia, in the air conditioning of my mum's office. Take care now. Bye bye then.